Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's time for our live local interview. I have with me in the studio Susan Briles. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in. Susan is the Patient Health Benefits Manager at Search, and that's a long title. Tell me a little bit about what that title means, Susan.
That means I head the team that helps people find and acquire health insurance. So we help people with Medicaid, Medicare, health insurance marketplace, VA sometimes. You name it, we help.
Yeah, any kind of insurance. So This is an important time for you to be here because this is open enrollment. So, I know when I was younger, I heard the term open enrollment and I thought it had to do with school, right?
Yeah, right.
But open enrollment has nothing to do with school.
No. I'll school you on insurance.
I would love that.
So, yeah, it's open enrollment. We have two open enrollments going on at the same time right now. One is for Medicare, which in the state of Alaska only is applicable to your Part D prescription drug coverage. So if you want to evaluate your plan, give us a call. The other open enrollment is for the health insurance marketplace, and it opened on November 1st, and we have lots of appointments booked, but we have more available. If you need health insurance prior to January 1st, you want health insurance to start on January 1st, you need to come see us, and we can help you get enrolled. It's kind of amazing. This year, there are actually 16 plans on the marketplace, when in the last several years, we've had like five.
Yeah. And that was the whole idea, right? Because if you have an open marketplace, then it fosters competition among insurance companies to try to offer things.
Right. And it is a little bit more competitive this year. It's definitely, if you don't understand insurance that much, it really is a good idea to talk to a professional. When you're looking at 16 plans, there's a lot of variation in options out there.
Okay. So open enrollment is a window of time.
Right.
When you can change your insurance and decide what you want to do.
Right.
It's not the only time. If you have a change in your situation, if you get married, you have a child, lose your job, get a job, those kinds of things.
Exactly.
Let you change what you do for insurance. But this is a very specific, busy time for you.
So, it is.
So tell me a little bit about, let's talk about maybe the first deadline. So those folks that are interested in using Medicare. So that is actually, I'm looking at my watch here, it's maybe two to three weeks away,
December 7th is that deadline. And so basically, like I say, don't watch that garbage on television. you're not missing out on anything. And it's only around your Part D coverage. And we just evaluate it every year. It's super quick appointment, super easy, and can end up saving you significant amount of money for the year.
So tell me what Part D means.
Prescription drug coverage.
Okay. So that's for Medicare. And who typically qualifies for Medicare?
65 and older, or someone who's been on disability for 2 years.
Okay, so elders and those on disability for Medicare. That enrollment, again, deadline is December 7th.
Yep.
And then the one that applies to more people is the open enrollment for the marketplace.
Right.
Which is... That's the 16 plans. Oh, my gosh. Yes. You have to learn about all 16 plans, don't you, to some degree?
You just have somebody who knows a little bit steer you through it.
Okay.
Because there's some information. You see these plans on there, and if you don't know about the company and the background and that type of thing, it can be daunting. And it's important that you get on a plan that's going to be covered everywhere in Southeast Alaska as well as Washington. Mm-hmm.
So if I walked into your office today, and I'm not 65 yet, so I would qualify for the marketplace, what would you do to help steer me, help me navigate?
What we would normally ask you to do is you have to project your income for 2023, which we deal with, everybody in Sitka. So we deal with fishermen, we deal with self-employed people, we deal with employed people like ourselves. So you need to be able to project your income rather well.
And projecting means give you an idea of what you think you're going to make next
year. In 2023, right. And it can be changed at any time, but it is pretty important. And then basically, based on your age, where you live, your household makeup, and your income, you get a subsidy from the federal government. And that subsidy helps you afford the insurance. As I was telling you earlier, most of the single people I've done this year have ended up under $10 with
$10, the plan. $10, that's the that's their total outlay per month for
a good
their
plan.
Health insurance.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I have some young people out there that make a lot of money who unfortunately are going, Susan, that's not what mine looks like. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Yeah. There are some young people in this town that make a lot of money and they have to spend a little bit more, but that's the way it works, you know.
So what does it mean when you say a good plan?
What kind of coverage might someone
expect?
That's a good question. I was a health insurance agent in Oregon before I moved to Alaska, so I have kind of very, very hard and fast rules in my mind as to what is good insurance. And in my opinion, when you buy health insurance, when you're paying a monthly premium, you need to have a health insurance plan that's paying for you from the get-go, not having to get past a huge deductible before it's going to pay for anything. Those type of plans really, really bother me. Why are you paying for a plan that's not paying for you? Mm-hmm. So most of the plans that we have put people on in the last few years are plans that immediately start letting you go to the doctor for $20 or $30.
That means no deductible?
No, they actually do have a deductible, but the deductible is waived in certain circumstances. Mm. And those are the things that you kind of want to come to us for a deeper dive into how the insurance works.
Okay.
And so, yeah, these are good plans that are going to save people in the long run a lot of money.
So what would make you... Again, if I walked in the door, make me pick one plan over another.
Basically, you're looking at what are your healthcare needs. We have a lot of people who obviously have pre-existing conditions, so their healthcare needs are greater. So they're going to invest more in their healthcare normally.
Right. So they might know what they might plan to spend this year for insulin, for example.
Right. Well, And people on Medicare are going to get a break this year with insulin, which is wonderful. But unfortunately, the rest of us don't.
Okay.
So basically, I would talk to you and say, Peter, how often do you go to the doctor? Do you have any conditions that need to be treated? Do you have like a knee that needs to be replaced or heart issues or diabetes? So we kind of just look at what kind of medical consumer you are. Mm-hmm. And then help steer you towards a plan that'll meet those needs. Okay. A lot of young people in this community, very, very healthy, who just have maybe dangerous jobs or, you know, something along those lines, who don't want to lose everything should something bad happen. And we just lived through a pandemic. I mean, and, you know, we've all seen that healthcare is very, very necessary.
So in thinking about that, again, using me as an example, I have glasses, so I probably want to get my vision checked once a year. So is that included in some plans, not included
in
some plans?
It is, and it's not for adults. No.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, not for adults, which is unfortunate, as well as Medicare still does not cover dental, vision, or hearing, which is really disheartening to people like myself. But, you know, I'm hoping we get there someday. But in the meantime, your vision is one thing you're usually going to pay for out of pocket, unless you have employer insurance.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So let's talk a little bit about subsidies. So you did say earlier that someone might, again, depends on your circumstances, all those conditions that you mentioned before, might pay as little as $10 a month for coverage. So, but that's not what the insurance company is making, right?
No, the insurance. I can pretty much guarantee you the insurance company's doing just fine.
Okay. who's paying for that, right? So
that's the federal government. It's the federal government, and the Inflation Reduction Act that was just passed recently has extended these high increased subsidies into 2025, which I think is huge. I know a lot of people in this community who really, really benefit from these higher subsidies.
What can I ask more about the subsidy? So how does the subsidy calculated or how
it's
do you...
it's calculated. That's what's calculated based on where you live, your household makeup, how old you are, and your income.
Okay.
And it's a complex, you know, calculation that's done by the health insurance marketplace. You don't want me doing your math for you.
Okay.
And then it gives you the subsidy based on your it's mainly based on your income, but your age and, you know, your household makeup it affects it as well.
Okay. Well, so going back to your title, Patient Health Benefits Manager, means that you have a team of people that, and this is a search. This is a search office.
Yep, we serve.
People.
Yep.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you've got and how people can reach you if they're interested
in
this.
Okay, I have Mariah Enloe in Juneau, and she's wonderful. Mariah can help you with any of the things that we do. And then here in Sitka, I have myself, Hillary, and Michaela. And we can all be reached on our outreach line, which is 966-8684. And we also get email at outreach@search.org.
Okay, and you mentioned Juneau and Sitka, but of course, Raven Radio reaches many more places than that. And so you've also been able to go out and talk to folks
in our
all
community.
Over the place.
Yeah, every year we travel twice a year to all of our communities, try to get to all of them sometimes. I couldn't get to Haines this time. It breaks my heart when that happens. But it wasn't seaplanes. It was actually Alaska Airlines this time, but I couldn't get there. Hillary just got back from a week in Wrangell, and Michaela just got back from a week in POW. So we reach out to all of our communities, and our communities are very, very getting very involved in health insurance. They are really becoming quite the consumers.
Excellent. So we are out of time already. In case you just joined us, I've been speaking with Susan Bryles. She's the Patient Health Benefits Manager at Search. She can be reached at 966-8684. It is open enrollment time. It's time to reevaluate your health insurance needs and make a change or continue. If you have a plan now, do you need to do anything to change it?
Yes, you do. You need to come in and re-enroll or call us, at least talk to us about it a little bit if you want. But you always need to update that income. Make sure you're updating your income and you don't just let it flip to the next year, because if you're making a little bit more money, you're going to end up owing money back in taxes. So it definitely should check in.
So Susan has a team of four people that can take your calls. Open enrollment for Medicare ends on December 7th. And for the rest of folks who do not qualify for Medicare, the marketplace, open enrollment ends December 15th. Do I have that right?
Right. It goes till January 15th this year, but you have to come in by December 15th. You have to enroll by December 15th for a January start date. But the marketplace is remaining open till January 15th.
Okay. So most people will probably want their insurance to start on January 1st.
I would think so.
Yeah, so December 15th is the deadline for that. So thanks again. The number again to reach Susan or her team, 966-8684. Thank you, Susan,
Thank you, Peter.
Coming in. It's been nice talking to you.
You too.
All right.